Hello and welcome. It's our number one. Our number one of the Ben Maller radio program repackaged in the podcast. And we take a look at the big story in football the last 24 hours or so, the 2021 NFL schedule announcement day. And we ask the question, is this a big deal, a little deal, or no deal? My answer may surprise you considering much of the rhetoric that's been going on sports talk radio over the last day or two. I'll explain my rationale behind that position, and we've got much more. It's coming your way right now, including voicemail messages with Doc Mike. All of it. Here it is, our number one. Load up the itinerary. Welcome in the beginning of another edition of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we talk our head off coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from under the moonlight. We are camouflaged by the darkness, the Fox Sports Radio studios. Hope all is well. You are back tuned in to the Ben Maller Show. And for that, we thank you. So our lead this hour comes from the schedule app on your phone. It was a big day if you're excited about matchups. Matchups we already knew about. With much fanfare, the NFL released the ballyhooed regular season schedule. It happened early in the day and really throughout the day on Wednesday as there were convenient leaks. And eventually we got the whole ball of wax. I don't know if you paid any attention to this. Maybe not. The season opens up with the defending Super Bowl champion pirate ship that is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Tom Brady, who's now 170 years old, will play quarterback for the Bucs against the bad-ankled Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys. That'll kick it off September 9th. So that means that we have 120 days to prepare. So you have plenty of time to get your snacks ready. That 120 days away from the start of the NFL regular season and about 90 days or so from training camp. So now, we've known all of these matchups for some time. The NFL changed its schedule. This is another thing we've been tipped off to. It's not like it's a secret. It's not a surprise here. For the first time in 44 years, in a blatant effort to make more money, they've expanded to the 17-game regular season, which means the final weekend of regular football before the postseason begins on Wild Card Weekend. The final regular season games will be played on Sunday, January 9th, 2022. The playoffs begin the week after that with Wild Card Weekend and then the Super Bowl. We played in La La Land, February 13th, plan accordingly. Hopefully we won't have another pandemic by then, and we'll settle into a big football season. So let us discuss the question. NFL schedule release day, a tradition unlike any other. Big deal, little deal, or no deal at all? So I'll be the grouch on this one. I'm going to go no deal. That's where I'm going. Now, my observation on this, you've got the restaurateur, Lazy River, and Mr. Miyagi. And we will combine all of these things together. It is really, if you've been with me a long time here, and I've been doing this a while, it is our obligatory Maller monologue on why this is lame for 99% of the football-loving world. So I will be the one to rain on your parade. Now, number one. So people get worked up into a tizzy about these made-for-TV marquee matchups. I always find this perplexing. Maybe I shouldn't. It happens year after year. But many of these matchups either fail to live up to the hype or they do not live up to the anticipation because of injury. For example, Dak Prescott and the Cowboys had several high-profile games that were irrelevant because Dak Prescott had snap, crackle, and pop on his resume, and that led to the Cowboy games continuing to be shoved up our yin-yang, but not very interesting there at all. We also noticed this time of the year people always bitching about who's got it easy or who's got it hard based on strength of schedule, which is determined by last year, right? What happened in 2020? For example, just for reference, the Philadelphia Eagles, the Dallas Cowboys, and the Atlanta Falcons have the easiest schedules in the year 2021, and the toughest schedules based on last year's results, the Pittsburgh Steelers, Baltimore Ravens, and the Chicago Bears, the monsters of the Midway. But remember, as they say in investing, past results do not guarantee future outcomes. And you start fresh, right? You hit the reset button, all those hokey things that we say at the beginning of a new season. And I buy into that. Like, the teams are different. The players change. The desires change. The wants, all of that. Some teams that had the fire in their belly no longer have it. Other teams that didn't have it find it. Now, the other thing that comes up here this time of the year is, well, wait a minute. Would you rather have a front-loaded or a back-loaded schedule? And many brain cells are used to try to determine which is more important. That's easy peasy. All right? As far as that question gets asked every year, my answer has been the same. It's like being a restaurateur. If you open up a restaurant, you want to have a soft launch. So you want a backloaded schedule, right? You want to start out and open up your restaurant. You don't really announce it, and you're going against a bunch of cream puffs and tomato cans in September and October. That would be ideal. And then you down the line, you play the behemoths, because if you play those good teams early, it's usually a recipe for disaster. Not always, but it generally leads to coaches on the hot seat, quarterbacks getting benched. And if you're 2-6 after 8 games, there's not a lot of excitement for the rest of the schedule. You also have the travel fearmongers that come up with the schedule. People in a panic because, oh my God, we've got a tough travel schedule. East Coast teams complaining about traveling to the West. West Coast teams, dome teams complaining about having to play in Buffalo in December. Oh my God, no, it could be snowing. There could be lake effect snow in Cleveland. No. My response has consistently been, suck it up, buttercup, right? I mean, geez, really? Oh no, we have to go to cold weather. Oh man, we got to sit on a plane and eat peanuts for 5 hours and fly out to Seattle. God forbid, right? Grow some hair on your chest. My God. It's supposed to be difficult. I think at some point it's supposed to be hard for every team. If it wasn't hard, there would be a problem, right? Wouldn't there be a problem? The hard stuff is what makes an accomplishment meaningful. It gives a sense of achievement. But no, it's too difficult. Oh my God. Now, the second thing here, in general, one of my pet peeves, I've always tried to avoid list radio. I always try to stay away from that. And on the holidays, I work a lot of holidays. I generally don't take a lot of time off, but I'll work like Thanksgiving. I'll work not so much recently around Christmas, but I know the tropes of sports radio. Like Thanksgiving, the cliches are, what are you thankful for in sports? Or, who gets the stuffing and who gets the cranberries, and then on Christmas, who's been naughty and who's been nice. I mean, these are all hokey, evergreen things that lazy sports talk radio hosts get involved in. And this schedule day, in many ways, has become the lazy river of sports radio, where your local radio guy gets on there and plays the schedule game. All right, let's play the schedule game. Win-win, loss-loss, win-win, loss-loss-loss, which is riveting. A riveting listen. Listen, on this show, we do not need excuses. We don't need excuses. We've been grandfathered in, given special exemption to talk football pretty much every day of the year. It's been 95 days since the Buccaneers upset the Chiefs in Super Bowl 55. Every single day that I have walked in here and had a microphone, we have been the chatterbox of football. We had months of draft nonsense, free agency shenanigans, daily updates on Deshaun Watson. Is he a pervert? Is he not a pervert? Aaron Rodgers having a meltdown in Green Bay more recently. Tim Tebow coming back. And all the race baiters very upset that Tebow's coming back, playing the race card from the bottom of the deck. So we have real and manufactured stories. And whether they're real or manufactured, we manage to squeeze them in pretty much every day. Now, the final point here. All right. Now, as the hype gets ratcheted up, and I guess I should be supporting this because I know that the lights are kept on around here because of the NFL. But this year, the NFL went all out. They used the network morning news shows to leak the schedule. Well, not really leak it. It was all planned out, choreographed for week one. Like you're getting tipped off to your Christmas or Hanukkah toys, which is horse crap. When you take three steps back, you realize that this is just some scribbling in dates on a calendar is pretty much what this is. I'm not against that, but we have known the matchups for months. The NFL website tossed out the schedule. Now, there was a small but hittable curveball, 17th game. But those matchups we knew about anyway. And now we know the rest of the story. And the 1%, by the way, I said 99% of the people doesn't really affect. The 1% of people that are traditionally impacted by scheduled day are sports reporters that travel to NFL games and the people that book travel agencies, if you still use those, or the people that run hotels. If you're a reporter, typically you run to your phone, to your favorite travel websites, and book hotel rooms before price gouging begins, which is traditional, right? Opportunistic hotel owners and operators there at the local bed and breakfast jack up the rates when the Cowboys are coming to town because they know they have a captive audience. From a strategic standpoint, though, like wins and losses, wins and blankety-blank losses, it's not going to tip the scales, the schedule, even with the quirks. Unless you are mentally weak. And I learned this as a kid watching Karate Kid with the great Mr. Miyagi, who said, "Patience, young grasshopper." Right? Great lines there in cinema. And everything is going to play out as it should. If your team is good enough, believe it or not, even if you have to play back-to-back road games in different locations with bad weather and all this other adversity, you're still going to make the playoffs. Live long and prosper. And at the same time, if your team is so weak, so small-minded, and so inferior that they can't handle a couple of burps in the schedule, then they don't deserve to make the postseason. This is this lame theory that gets regurgitated. Well, they would have made the playoffs, but that schedule, the schedule was the problem. No. Every single one of these dopey NFL teams will play 17 games, at least 8 at home, at least 8 on the road. They have the one bonus game, which is a toss-up. Additionally, every team will perform those 17 show dates in the 122-day window of the regular season. 4 months, right? 4 months. It begins September 9th. It ends the regular season on January 9th, and then the playoffs begin a week later. So, again, I've just spent the last 15 minutes ranting and raving about this, but the point is, you're going to play the same number of games. You've known who you're going to play. Some games will be played in bad weather. Some games will be played in great, wonderful weather. And at the end, we'll look at the standings and see who actually did their job and who didn't and who puked. And it's not going to have anything to do with when the game was scheduled, so just stop. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. You want to talk about any of that? It is all fair game here. You can join the fun at 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369 if you would like to be part of the program. Now, there's a lot of dumb stuff that could get you arrested, but could you imagine being handcuffed because of Tom Brady? Think about that. I mean, we love debating. I make my living pretty much debating, usually with myself in my own head. And you tune into that occasionally about different things in sports. But imagine getting dinged because of a position that you took about an NFL player. In this case, Tom Brady. Well, it has happened. We'll get to that. We'll take your phone calls at 877-99 on Fox. And we will do it next.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Ben.
Ben who?
Ben Maller.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We believe in the power of the people in the Maller Militia. Get the most out of the Ben Maller Show listening experience by adding your touch. Take a few seconds to follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow me, Eddie Garcia, your humble sidekick, the voice of reason. I'm at Eddie on Fox.
Hey, Amanda, what's up?
Oh, that is a blast from the past. We'll have Puck the World in the final hour of the show. All the happenings from the National Hockey League, if you want to stick around and find out for that. And who doesn't want to stick around for the entire show?
I know Doc Mike will be tuned in there, Eddie.
I'm sure he will be, yes.
He's trying to get notes for when he pops up on your podcast.
Yeah, that's never going to happen. And well, I'm live from the excited Fox Sports Radio studios. I don't care. It's Ben Maller.
Yeah, Doc called me up. And I normally don't answer Doc Mike's phone call, but I was on the treadmill, and what I was trying to watch on my phone wasn't working, and Doc called me, so I was like bored, so I answered the phone. Doc Mike, if you're new to the show, Doc calls normally near the end of the show. He's a crazy guy in Chicago.
Who is that, Shirley?
That's him right there. He's been calling me for many, many years. And I made a big mistake with Doc Mike because many years ago, he was in a panic. I talked to him on the phone there at the studio, and he said, "Hey Ben, I'm going to jail. I'm going to jail for 2 years. The state of Illinois got me. I can't call your show for 2 years. I don't know if you're going to be on in Chicago. I don't know how I'm going to get a hold of you." He gave me his whole sob story, right? So here's what I told Doc. I said, "Doc, listen. All right, I don't give out my personal number to anybody. I don't believe in that. But for you." All right, because you're such a loyal caller. I'm going to give you this number, okay? And when you get out of jail, you can call me one time. One time. Call me up.
How'd that work out?
He has called me literally every week for the last 17 years, I believe it is, 15, 16, 17 years, something like that. Unbelievable. It's out of control.
I've got two voicemails from him right now. I haven't listened to it yet.
I got more than that if you want. I get in fact, my entire voicemail is pretty much all Doc Mike messages, which I almost never listen to. I almost never listen to them.
I was going to suggest we listen to it all together on the air.
You want to listen? That could be dangerous.
Could
he might be cursing. You want me to play one?
Well, I could do it too. We could do dueling Doc Mikes if you want.
Hold on a sec here. I've not heard any of these, so I don't know.
Roberto, stand by.
This could be. Let's see here.
I'm ready to go here. You want to hear mine first here? I'll show you mine first.
Okay, you play yours. Put it right on the microphone there so we can hear it.
Yes, but this is the thing that Ben was mentioning. These are about sedatives and seizure meds that Dr. Kevorkian missed at the Bears. Caution patients against engaging in occupations requiring complete mental...
What is he talking about?
Oh, I think he's still obsessed with the Bears quarterback.
Why is he telling me about it, though? I'm not a Bears fan.
I think he wants you to repeat this to the... And you're doing it, actually, by playing the message.
He's still going. Uh-oh, he just gave...
Oh, no, 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 you can't put that on the air. You can't do that. All right, let me find... how far back do you want to go?
The most recent, I mean.
Oh, you want the most recent? Yeah. Okay. I have a feeling it's probably going to be... Let me see here. I literally have the last several days. All right, here we go. I'll play this right now. Again, I have not heard this, so get ready to dump Roberto. I don't know what he's about to say. Here we go.
He's probably shotgun.
Knocked and ready to rock. See, I get some real important stuff on seizure meds.
It's the same thing. He's from a script.
Yeah. You know, and he does. He always has that shotgun on his lap, and he cocks the shotgun. It's like his way of saying hello. Normal people just say hello.
When I met up with him in Chicago, thankfully, he did not have the shotgun. He did not say hello by cocking the shotgun.
I'm getting nervous about that shotgun. What if it just goes off one day?
I hope it's not loaded.
Yeah.
Well, he is in Chicago, depending on what neighborhood he's in.
Then he just stops talking on the air.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy. When I met Doc in Kansas City, I've told the story a few times, but met Doc on a kind of a dark street. It was like late at night. We met a bunch of listeners at a restaurant that has the Ben Maller chicken fingers there in Kansas City. And so we were leaving. I was with my wife, who was my girlfriend at the time. And we're walking out to get to the car, the rental car. And Doc's like, he comes up from behind, and there's like just barely enough light from this street light on the top of the back of his head. And he says, "Don't go anywhere. I got something for you. Stay right there." And then he walks to the back of his car, and he has a screwdriver, and he holds it up, right? Like, and I'm thinking, oh boy, he's gonna stab us with a screwdriver. He got down to the back of his car and took off his license plate and then handed it to me and said, "Here, I want you to have this." So, yeah, it's a.
Seems like a rational thing to do.
Yeah. No, but so anyway, just to finish the story, Eddie. So I'm on the treadmill. He calls me up. I answer. And you know, he's going on ranting. I'm like, whatever. And then, and I was like, well, can you get Dick on? And so he's giving me some rigmarole about, you know, because he claims to be good friends with Mike Ditka, right? So he's giving me this whole bull crap about Ditka. And I'm like, okay, I want to know if he can come on or not. I'd like to talk to Ditka. Who wouldn't want to talk to Ditka? The guy's a football legend. So anyway, he couldn't get Ditka on, and then your name came up, and I couldn't help myself, Eddie. I said, "Listen, I know Eddie's being kind of bashful, but off the air, he is dying to get you on the podcast." All right, and then Doc's like, he's asking me, he's like, "Well, you know, is that on the radio?" I said, no, it's only on the podcast. "What's a pod?" You know, he's like, I have to explain to him what a podcast is. Then he's like, "Are there any girls on the podcast?" You know, he wants to know if there are any girls on the podcast.
And how old is he?
Oh, God.
Late 70s?
Yeah. Still going for it. How about the Doc, man? God, he's got a lot of testosterone, that guy.
He does,
clearly.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I guess if you drink certain things, Eddie.
I'll never know.
Oh, the Doc. Unreal.
Just another one of our paid characters.
Yes. Yes.
He's earned every penny of that salary, too, by the way.
Yes, he has. He's been on the payroll longer than anyone here, I think. Beats us, man. All right. Real quick, I did want to mention. So imagine getting into a dust-up over an NFL player and ending up getting arrested. It has happened, and it happened in Florida, where all these stories seem to take place. A random dude in Florida has been arrested because he became enraged. He got into an argument about Tom Brady, of all things, and ended up started throwing haymakers at his buddies. This like 33-year-old guy from Florida. It happened over the weekend. He ends up getting charged with domestic battery. And he and his buddies were out boozing it up in St. Petersburg. And they were heading home. They had been apparently drinking, you know, during the day and whatnot. And they get into some argument. We're not sure exactly what about, like, whether Tom Brady's the greatest of all time or something like that. We're not sure exactly what the details were, but it was a Tom Brady argument. It began with that, and this dude, this guy named Brian is his name, 33-year-old guy, he just became nutso. And the fight then turned physical when they got back to the house, and this guy allegedly just pop, bam, right there, several times, right to the face, right to the schnozola there, and there's blood in the air everywhere, the whole thing. And he might have gotten away with that because sometimes dudes will allow their buddies to punch him and they won't, you know, go to the police. But then this guy's wife then tried to stop him, so he shoved her and shoved a couple other people, and one of them fell over and hit the kitchen counter. So this dude went to jail there. So all over mostly because of booze, but also Tom Brady, an argument over Tom Brady We've got to get to the bottom of that. We have to find out exactly what about Tom Brady got this guy all flustered. It must have been a good one. It must have been a good one.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right. Now, Ben, I have some news regarding myself.
Oh, really? Are you leaving, Eddie, to join Turner Sports as a hockey commentator at Turner Sports?
As soon as they offer the job, yes, but they have not offered the job yet.
No, you're supposed to say, Eddie, I cannot confirm or deny that I am leaving for Turner Sports.
So I have some news to tell you.
Okay.
But it's not for a while, but I think it's going to upset you. So are you the
type
of guy?
You're going around the world or something like that?
You're going to
take 3 months off and you're going to leave me with that lunatic clinger?
I don't think Ben would be upset if I was pregnant. Did you want to know the news in advance so you can prepare yourself for it? Or would you rather wait until like the last minute and then be like, surprise?
A week of Fenley.
No, I like to stew here. You know,
you want to stew?
I would like to stew. I like to sit there and just complain and sulk.
Right.
I'm a sulker.
So I told you guys that we were planning to go to Washington, D.C. for a road game because I've never been to D.C. I wanted to see all the monuments and all that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
So I will not be here for week one of the NFL because the Chargers are opening up the season on the road against the Washington football team. You will have to get through week one of the season without me. I apologize.
I can get you a studio. We're on in D.C., Eddie. I know people. I can get you a studio in D.C. Our guy Sam back there, he'll produce the show. He's a big fan. He listens anyway. You know,
Sam?
Well, not the Sam that used to work here. No, there's a different guy.
We got another, we got another Sam that still works here.
Well, yeah, we have Iowa Sam.
Iowa Sam, yeah.
But there was what was the guy?
Another Sam?
Yeah, there was another guy named Sam that worked here a while. Years ago.
Well, we've been here for so long, it's probably five Sams that have worked here.
It's a good point.
I don't remember.
It's a good point. So, all right, so you're going to go to D.C. Are you going to storm the Capitol, Eddie?
No. Well, I plan on looking at it. I don't think storming would
I don't think you're allowed. I think there's still like police, you know, military people up in front of the Capitol, I think.
Is that right?
Maybe I have not checked.
We already bought our tickets, by the way. I could not believe they were cheap, pretty cheap tickets we were able to get.
Are you going to go to the Smithsonian? Are you going to check that out?
Yeah,
all those museums?
Yeah.
Let's see. What else is there to do? Well, there's a lot of monuments and crap like that you can see in D.C.
My wife wants to do some like Colonial Williamsburg or something or other. I don't know.
D.C. is nice, man. I like D.C. It was fun. Yeah.
Cool.
I've never spent any time in D.C., but you can go to not that far away down the road.
Do we have any? We don't have
Gettysburg.
Any, we don't have any Maller militia heavyweights that are in that area, do we?
I'm trying to think. Steve Zabin, you know, he's a
I love
Zabe. Zabe's great. You going to catch up with Zabe? You know, I can send a message to Zabe.
I got his,
radio legend number.
I
you have his number?
Yeah.
Former morning guy here at Fox.
I worked with him,
years.
Yeah.
Yeah,
one
guy.
Of my favorites. He's double dipping, by the way. Do you know that? He's double dipping.
Yeah, just like showing Milwaukee or something.
Yeah.
How does he pull that one?
I don't know, but good for him.
Yeah, I was supposed to go on his podcast, but like he's working when I could do it, and then I'm sleeping, you know, the other, so it doesn't logistically it's been a problem.
I hear you.
Yeah. I'm trying to think who else you can hang out with in D.C.
Well, give it some thought. And if
we have the Ostrich, the great artist, the Ostrich. He's been listening to this show for many, many years.
Who?
He'd probably love he'd show you a VIP tour. This guy knows everybody. This guy's a made man, the Ostrich.
The Ostrich?
Ostrich Ant. Yeah, Ostrich Ant on Twitter. This guy's a legend.
All right. Well, send me
very talented artist.
Send me a tweet there, Ostrich.
And you can hang out with him, and he'd show you all around. He knows where everything is in D.C. He knows where all those sleazy politicians hang out.
Well,
all
I don't care about that.
No, I will be going back to Seattle, but...
now everyone's bragging. I'm not going anywhere. But I have no trips.
I won't miss any time on the show. It's going to be a quick weekend.
A little weekend getaway.
How is that possible? If you're going for you're not going for a football game, you're just going.
He's going on a Friday morning, and he'll come back on a Sunday afternoon.
That is right.
Okay.
And I'm going for an Angel Mariners game.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Nobody has traveled from Anaheim to Seattle for an Angel Mariner game since Ichiro was
played. I feel like I want to include Roberto. Roberto, my wife has some friends who are Chargers fans who bought Raider tickets for the first game in Vegas against the Chargers.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The prices. They bought four tickets. Yeah, it was crazy. Outrageous.
Yeah, I'm going to wait for...
It was like $2,500 for four tickets. Geez.
Brady Quinn said he would get me and Danny Ooh. G in there whenever he does a game there at the stadium. So.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so I'm going to wait. For that hookup, yeah.
That's the good news. The bad news is you have to fit into a suitcase to get in. That's the bad news. But you'll get in, but you gotta squat to get in there. All right, it's the Ben Maller Show. We should probably take a call. I don't think we've done that.
Nah,
real
it's
quick.
Okay.
No, so you don't want to do a caller free hour? Jeez. How dare you? How dare you? All right. Well, maybe we will do a caller free hour just to screw over the callers that have been on hold for many, many minutes. But I wanted to mention this streak. Coop's kind of in a bad mood here. He seems like he's in a good mood, but he's not. The 29-year streak of the Denver Broncos playing on Monday Night Football is finito and done. The longest
run. What happens if they get Aaron Rodgers, though?
Nah, they call an audible? They can't change the Monday night. They can't flex those games in. But the longest stretch in the history of Monday Night Football no more. Why were the Broncos on Monday Night Football for 29 years, Eddie? You know the answer to this, right? The answer to that?
No, I don't know the answer to this.
The late owner, Pat Bowlen, was on the television committee that put the schedule together for the primetime games and was a very powerful individual there and made sure that the Broncos... And to be fair, I mean, the Broncos were good most of that time. They've sucked for many years now, but they were good for a long time and... No Broncos on Monday Night Football. So that's it. They will not be part of that. And we press on here. We're going to do the NHL Puck'em. I know there's only a few games, but to pacify Eddie, we'll do the NHL Puck'em. So it's going to be very difficult. Here's the Who Am I game. And I dug deep into the bag to find this one. Here it is. And we'll get right to it. So Bobby Orr of the Bruins signed the first $1 million contract in NHL history. Got a 5-year deal for $200,000 each year. But I was the first player to be paid $1 million up front. Again, Bobby Orr of the Bruins signed the first $1 million contract in hockey history, but I was the first player to be paid $1 million up front. Who am I? The answer. We'll get to it. We will do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Nothing good happens after midnight unless you listen to the Ben Maller Show. Join the fastest growing club on Fox Sports Radio. You can follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. On Facebook, it's facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And on Instagram, go to at Ben Maller on Fox. And you can add your touch to weekly show bits like Ask Ben, which is coming up later tonight, lame jokes tomorrow, and more. And live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
It's become a caller-free hour because of Roberto. Not my decision. I'm a man of the people. Roberto putting his foot down, saying
what?
No to the calls.
Arriba, arriba, andale, andale, yeehaw.
Wielding the iron hammer. How dare you? But here's the Who Am I game with the NHL Puck'em. The degree of difficulty on the NHL Puck'em, tremendous, because there's only a few games as the season wraps up. Some teams have already finished their season, and there's only a few games to go till it's all over. Here's the Who Am I game, and the playoffs will begin right after that. Here's the Who Am I game. So Bobby Orr of the Bruins, back in his day, signed the first $1 million contract in hockey history, 5 years, $200,000 each year. But I was the first player to be paid $1 million smackaroos up front. And who am I? That is the question. What's the answer? Cooper's going with macadamia nut. That's his answer. Skeeter is back. Our buddy Skeeter in Montana, if you're concerned about him, he's good to go. He says, my answer is Pa Kettle, the new manager of the L.A. Dodgers. All right. Philly Rob, guessed by Paulie D. Who else do we have? Sam. By the way, Sam's the guy I was referring to. He lives in D.C., but he's a big fan of the show, and I think he does some radio stuff or something like that. Anyway, says the Capital legend Rod Langway is the answer. Michael Goulet, guessed by Chris, the long-suffering Chicago Bears fan. In Des Moines, who else do we have? Can't read that one on the air. Alf the Alien Opiner says Eddie's Beltway tour guide, Helmet Man. Yeah, he lives over in Baltimore. I bet Helmet Man would drive from Baltimore if he knew that you were going to be there. He'd drive over. He thinks we only do the show, though, when he's in L.A.
Am I on the live air?
What a night that was. What a night. Tank Johnson, guest by Justin in Cincinnati. Miguel on fire going with, I would say, one of my top five hockey players of all time, Cal Clutterbuck. Love the guy. Why'd you say wow? He's got a very distinctive look to him. I love the name, the whole thing.
What's his distinctive look?
Well, you have the mustache and all that. It's a good look. Bernie Perrant, guest by Rob in Minnesota. Who else do we have? Derek Sanderson from Eek in Roseville, Minnesota. The Great Gatsby from Jason in Denver. That's his answer. Bobby Clark from Matt, the Warrior Raider A's fan. Just Josh is going with Mr. Miyagi as his answer. Notorious B says the caller formerly known as Weed Man Hippie. Dr. Evil. I don't know who that is either. I don't know. Maybe you must call some other show. Dr. Evil, guessed by Christopher the Custodian. Santino Cobra Morella from Rob in Vegas. Do you have an answer, Eddie?
I do have an answer. I believe it's former Calgary Flame Hawken Lube.
Great name. No, that is incorrect, Eddie. It is now technically one of our guys kind of got it right, but the correct answer is actually Bobby Hull. Bobby Hull was paid $2.7 million a year, and with $1 million up front by the Winnipeg Jets, he was the first player to receive $1 million all at once. And it was back in the early 70s. Bobby Hull and Derek Sanderson each signed these huge contracts. They jumped to the WHA, but Sanderson, I guess there was a team in Philadelphia he never actually played for. It. He had some issues, so he didn't get all the money. So the answer is Bobby Hull. All right, here we go. It's the NHL. Puckham and Koopa Loop, you are going first. Only a few games to pick through, so please go rapidly.
I will go with Chris Drieger.
All right, sound like very confident. Roberto.
I don't know if he's playing. He's day-to-day.
Go with Johnny Hockey.
Oh, boy.
Wow. I'm going to take Nathan MacKinnon. Eddie?
I will take Mikko Rantanen.
All right, one more.
And Philip Grubauer.
I'm going to take Jordan Binnington, I think.
Binnington.
That was close. Roberto.
Let's see.
Hurry up!
Cam Talbot.
Coop, back-to-back Coop. Hurry up!
Gabriel Landeskog.
One more!
And Alexander Barkov.
He's not Roberto.
Playing. Florida's not playing.
Kirill Kaprizov.
Ryan O'Reilly.
Andre Burakovsky.
What a car wreck.
Ryan O'Reilly.
I don't know what Roberto's.
Blues?